WNews.com.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Still got a little fog going on out there. Do we not, Cherry Bell? I think we do.
We do.
We do. I'll take that over a blizzard any day.
Exactly.
Well, good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday talk around here. January 10th edition. Yeah, still got some fog, some clouds, and 12 degrees is where we're at. Sherry in from Action Realty. Happy New Year. I haven't had a chance to wish you a Happy New Year
yet. Happy New Year. Great
and,
to be here.
We survived the holidays, which was good.
We did.
And now we both want it to be spring.
Exactly.
Yeah, as quick as that could happen. But the nice part is, you know, January 15th coming up, I believe, on Sunday. Yeah. So we're almost halfway through January, and it hasn't been too bad yet for January.
Exactly. You know, and in the real estate world, we think, okay, we're almost to the middle of January, you know. Mm-hmm. Closing process can take 45 to 60 days. So we're, you know, by pre-approval, we're looking at could be an April closing date. So, you know, that's a good time frame for us. So things will start picking up.
Great. And that is great to hear. I wanted to ask you something, you know, as I'm driving around, I'm looking at these new homes going up. And obviously, when people build a new home, they've got it in their head. Well, what happens, you know, years down the road when we decide to move out, mm-hmm. you know, and how are we going to get a really good price for this? And they come to you and say, okay, what are some of the things we can do to keep our home looking good so when it comes time to resell, mm-hmm. we can do that at a decent price?
Exactly. You know, one thing that we say, keep your home, you know, fairly updated. You know, if there's maintenance things that need to be done, keep those in check. You know, don't let all of those little projects fall behind, because then when it does come time for you to sell your home and we come out and take a visit and, you know, we see things that need to be done, it can be a little bit overwhelming. So, you know, just keep on top of those home maintenance projects, and that will help in the long run.
Well, and we've talked about this before, and it relates to what you're saying, too, how important cosmetics are when you go to sell your home, too, and prospective buyers are looking at it. Mm-hmm. It's got to look good, so keep up the cosmetics of the home.
Exactly, yep.
Right. Good stuff.
Yep.
Good information. Hey, you've got a couple things mm-hmm. going on down at Action Realty we need to talk about.
Yes.
Okay. For one, you had a great Christmas presentation down there. You really looked like Christmas there on Dakota Avenue.
You know, we were just excited to have Shanna from CC's Floral in and have her pop-up Christmas store. It was a great adventure for us. You know, we loved having her, and we enjoyed having the public into the office and, you know, sharing in the Christmas joys and seeing new faces. You know, unfortunately, Shanna is done now,
yeah.
But
she's coming back.
She's coming back. February, she's planning on being back for a few days in our office with fresh floral arrangements for Valentine's Day.
How nice is that?
I love it.
And it does. I'm sure it kind of adds to things, too, when you show up every day. And there she is, like, and in February with fresh-cut flowers. Oh, I'm loving that.
Who wouldn't love that?
Right. Let's talk about this thing you got going, and I think this is such a great idea because it's a cause kind of close to my heart, too. Mm-hmm. We're talking the Veterans Home, and you are getting involved in this at Action Realty. Tell us about your involvement.
Yes, we are teaming up with the local VFW Auxiliary as a collection point for items that, you know, we're asking the public to, you know, drop off their donations that can be given to the veterans at our North Dakota Veterans Home. It can be anything from personal care items, socks, anything that would, you know, make their day a little bit brighter. Hand mm-hmm. lotions, chapstick, you name it. It can be a little item to a big item, whichever.
How did you come up with this idea?
Well, it really wasn't my idea. It was the local VFW's auxiliary, and they approached me, mm-hmm. and I said, this is a great cause. Let's do it.
Right. And then definitely there is a need.
There definitely is. You know, many of our veterans, you know, just don't have the ability to, you know, have some of those what you would call luxuries, which mm-hmm. really shouldn't be a luxury, but to them it might be. So, you know, they've done their part for us, and it's time that we do our part for them.
I was going to say, who better deserving?
Exactly.
So, well, kudos to you guys for getting in on that deal. And look forward to a really fresh and flowery Valentine's Day down there at Action Realty.
Me too.
So, Sherry, people are listening and they're thinking, okay, 2023 is the year that I either buy or sell. They can get in contact with you down there. What is your phone number at Action Realty?
Our phone number at Action is 642-4700. Or you can try stopping into our office at 419 Dakota Avenue here in Wapton.
Fantastic. Sherry, always great to have you in here. You know, first report to the new year. I love it.
Thanks for having me.
Keep up the good work down there at Action Realty. They're right there on Dakota Avenue. It's 913 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story.